back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Gozo TV on this, where's my bell, on this amazing Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about six businesses that will thrive post-pandemic. Six businesses that will thrive post this current pandemic. So let's get right into them. Number one is starting an online school. So if you are an educator, if you are an administrator or someone who's been in the teaching business for 10, 20 years, maybe even just 1 or 2 years, I'm not saying that you should leave your job. Hopefully you will have a job, but regardless of that, this is the time to start an online school where you can begin to recruit students, teach them what you know. If you, for example, can teach a foreign language such as Mandarin or Spanish or English, this is the time for you to get online and share your knowledge for a price. You can charge $20 a month. You can charge per session, maybe $25 for the whole year, or maybe $100 for the whole year. Remember that you're not trying to make $1 million off of one student. You're trying to have as many students into your funnel or your business as possible. So hopefully you can make maybe between $60,000 to $100,000 a year teaching online through Zoom, through all these different online tools. Number two is to start an online business school. Very similar to number one, but instead of you teaching math or science or English, you're teaching business principles. You're teaching podcasting tech principles. You're teaching how to start how to do a video course, how to start an online business. This is what many gurus have been doing for 10 years, Tai Lopez and Grant Cardone and many others. But now every one of us is an expert. And so now you need to rise to the top and become the best of all the experts out there by using the best content, the best tools, the best video cameras, some of the best ways that you can do this so that people want your content instead of someone else's. For example, you may want to start a tool or a channel on YouTube on how to start a YouTube channel. You don't have to be a successful YouTuber or have millions of followers. You can just say, hey, I'm in it with you. Let's learn together, and people will follow along. Number three, start a podcast. This is a time where people now have been trained to listen and to watch things online 24/7. And even after this whole thing is over, God willing soon, people will continue to stay in that habit. So start a podcast, start a video course, record your content. The theme could be the stuff that you're learning post-pandemic, how you managed to how did you become a homeschooler during this pandemic, and what did you do? If you learn how to make a mask and sew and cook during this pandemic, YouTube about that. If you dealt with anxiety, with anger, with frustration, if you gained 10 pounds and now you're losing, trying to lose those 10, 20 pounds, start a YouTube channel on that journey. It doesn't have to be about you being perfect or the best. It's about you being honest, because everyone is going to be in the same boat as you. As a pastor, one of the things you might want to do is start a YouTube channel about how is your church going to recover? What are the things that you're learning post-pandemic as a church? Number four, start a media company. This is what I have, and I've been doing this now for 5 years, but now is the time for all of us to do this. Start a media company. You have gear, you have microphones, you have cameras, iPhones in your house. Start to promote how other people can use your studio and your skills to start a channel online. Everyone's going to want to do this, and they know Zoom and they know Facebook Live, but how do you help people go to the next level in terms of their content? Start a media company where you provide the space, the training, the peace of mind, so that creators and healers and empaths and artists can just come in and do their stuff and you do all the behind the scenes. Number five, start an online organic food network, nutrition channel, fitness channels. I was just reading online about a gym in Denver, Colorado that that let all of their members use their kettlebells and their weights for free during the pandemic. They could take them home even. I mean, now that we created this service mentality, this is the time for you to now charge for those services. Maybe you still, as a fitness person, let people use your weights, but now you do it for a fee. You might have learned a ton of organic cooking, or maybe you were already into veganism and organic healthy eating and vitamin-rich foods. Guess what? People are going to want to prepare for the next pandemic. This is a time, if you are a healthy person or a health nutrition nut fitness person, to get online, start a YouTube channel, do video courses, and get your stuff online ASAP so that you can be the first in line to begin to sell your services to people that want to get healthy. Number six, start an online life coaching business, mental health services, positive mindset services, spiritual direction. All the spiritual stuff that people are so desperate for now will continue. People are going to be traumatized post this for maybe 10, 20 years. Young people, people my age, older people. Get a podcast going about how people of different ages survive the pandemic. What do they do to get through it? How do they stay sane? What do they give into? You might be an XAA person. Start a channel on how you resisted or gave in, or you had a setback on your AA commitments. Maybe you gave in to alcoholism. Maybe you said no, you resisted, you stayed strong. Start a channel on what you did to survive. Did you stay strong in light of your anxiety and depression and anger and frustration? How did you do it? What did you do? Because people are going to want to continue to stay strong post-pandemic. And then the last one is teach whatever you know online. This is really the catch-all. Whatever you're good at. Maybe you're amazing at planting flowers. My neighbor is great at fixing cars. I would love to have him do a YouTube channel on what he does with all his cars. I would just love to just watch him work on his cars. He's so amazing. He has a beautiful family. I think two little girls. Imagine if he was online. We would all watch. Whatever you know, whatever you learn, whatever you have gained knowledge in this summer or this spring, teach it online. A lot of students these days, you became experts, quote unquote, on how to go online to do your homework. But maybe you struggled. Wouldn't you like, if you are a student who struggled, to see content by other students who succeeded? Maybe you love online learning. Teach on that. Build a channel. Build a customer base so that people can follow you on YouTube or Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and you can be their mentor. Annual income for all these things, it could be anywhere between $50,000 to $150,000 a year. It could take a year or two, but it is doable. And most of all, these are habits that are now ingrained in the lives and in the psyche of people. You don't have to convince others or yourself anymore on how valuable this is. Are you convinced now that tech and online services is the future? I hope you are. This is what I've given myself to for the last 5-10 years. Even as a pastor, I've always been a tech person because this is where people are at. And we used to think that it was just for evil and there's still that danger, but now we see the good and even the necessary place that technology, Facebook Lives, video courses, podcasts, all the rest has, not only to help people but to survive economically as a creative. You don't have to be an entrepreneur anymore. You just simply need a way to create income and to help people and to generate a paycheck for yourself. This is the time to go all in. You can keep your job, but go all in on digital content. And we're here to help you. Trig Media, my daughter and I have been here for the last 5-10 years to help you create podcasts, video courses, funnels, websites, YouTube, branding, thumbnails, video courses, edit your audio, how to get your audio or your podcast in iTunes. I have a studio here at my house that is beautiful. I have another studio off campus that has green screens, that has multiple microphones, that has different sets if you want to do a variety show, a cooking show, whatever it is, we are here to help. email me, trig@davidtrig.com, or go to davidtrig.com/media to find out more. I am so excited. We're still in the middle of all this stuff, but I hear that Colorado is beginning to reopen some businesses next week. I hope that California and other states here in the West, where it's getting nice and warm, will begin. I'm praying for health, for our churches, for our companies, for our businesses, for our schools. And most of all, I'm praying for love and for kindness and for service to persevere and increase in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram @DavidTrig, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trig Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrig.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android. Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.